Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show. Today we have week 11 of a Year of Self-Love Journal Book Club. So the affirmation for this week was, my intuition reveals what I need to know at just the right moment. And so this is one that for some of you might feel really comfortable, right? Like listening to your intuition, listening to your gut, listening to that voice that might tell you to, you know, go do this errand on this particular day or go make this particular choice for your life in a direction. For others of you, this might feel less comfortable. And, you know, I think about it, there is this idea of intuition. And if you're religious or spiritual in any way, you might think of it as like a bigger calling or in the Christian tradition, which is how I was raised, you know, there's songs about your steps being ordered, right? And so there are verses that talk about our steps being ordered. And that sort of idea that there's a direction that you might be pulled or that you might be led to try something, interact with a particular person, pick up the phone at a particular time, right? So I would invite you to whatever your level of comfort is with this idea of intuition, to really engage in this week's activity around keeping an intuition journal. So that you can, a diary of sorts, so you can follow and reflect throughout the week to start noticing. So regardless of how much you believe in it or you've practiced it in the past, I want you to really just practice noticing your kind of inner voice or the things that happen that, you know, you might have chalked up to coincidence, but maybe it was your intuition guiding you in a particular way. And so that often requires us to be still or quiet in some ways to like slow down and reflect, which hopefully you've gotten more into the practice of doing throughout these few weeks, 10 weeks, now we're on week 11, right? Of doing this self-love journal of reflecting and like checking in with yourself, because to follow your intuition, to know what you're being led to do or called to do or pulled to do, however you might frame it, you have to slow down and listen and be still. And so part of this diary exercise is to engage in that practice and then to notice, see what comes up, see what your noticings are. I have had times where I've just been pulled to call a friend and I pick up the phone to call them and they say, oh my gosh, you were just on my mind, right? Or feeling led to reach out to someone and they say, this is just what I needed. Like you reached out at just the right moment. That's the sort of thing that comes to mind when I think about intuition. And, you know, I shared last week this idea of the actual experience that I had of like going to walk in a particular park at a particular time and running into people that it was so great to see. And that to me felt like, you know, me just kind of letting things flow and going the way that I thought I should go led to some really great interactions that I wasn't expecting and that fed me in a particular way. So just inviting you into this reflection on intuition, regardless of where you are on the journey. And if you're someone who kind of like knows that your gut, your intuition has led you in the past, how can you build that muscle? How can you practice listening to it more? One of the other practices that this week encourages us to do is this automatic writing, right? So to not overthink, but to just write and reflect and let things pour out of you, let your ideas pour out of you so that you can be in that kind of flow state. Anyone who's played a sport or an instrument, you know, when you do that, when you perform, if you're so focused on every move and everything, it actually can stifle you. It can stifle your performance. If you trust and rest in the fact that I know what I'm doing and let things flow, that's often where our best work comes, our best performance comes. And so if you can think about an area of your life where you engage in that sort of performance, you can think about how this automatic writing might allow you to drop into yourself and get into that flow state in terms of touching base with yourself and your thoughts. So again, this is a different strategy, a different kind of approach in terms of thinking about self-love, of like loving yourself enough to trust what yourself is telling you, to trust the way that your gut is guiding you. And so I think it's a good practice. And I want you to entertain it, even if it might feel uncomfortable. And for those of you for whom it feels comfortable, to really think about strengthening that muscle. So let me know how it's going for you. We've been on a couple weeks that are talking about intuition. And this is a part of that self-love of listening and trusting and knowing and really being able to drop into ourselves. How's it going? Let me know in the comments. And I'll see you next time on the Dr. Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.